Joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalil Rodriguez on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, well, Coach, you know, let's start off with last night. Tough night down in Seymour and, you know, got out to a big league and lead, and they came back on you. I guess to take us through the game and, you know, what went wrong for your team and what went right as well. Let's highlight those.
We came out in a 1-3-1 half court thing. I worked a little bit. They hadn't seen it. And then we switched back to man. And they were a little overwhelmed because we could keep up with our speed and get downhill. And then pretty much in the second half, they went into a 1-3-1 half court. And we just couldn't shoot the ball super well. And we've talked about it. We're not super physical and we're small. And it's starting to show a little bit more when guys have bigger guys than us. And it was just a lot of that. We got into some foul trouble. And some guys who've been shooting the ball really well didn't shoot super great last night. And that's okay. You know, you're not going to shoot it great every night. And I think, as we talked about off air, people are starting to realize the way to, like, pretty much neutralize what we're doing is get us in the half court, make us beat you in the half court. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that zone packed in, shoot over us. We can shoot, you know, when we're on. But last night was just a tough night for everybody. And that's pretty much what it was. It was they got a lot of free throws. They didn't miss very many. And I think the big difference was the amount of free throws. They were a little bit more effective around the rim. And when we were successful, they were playing man. And we are pretty good individual scorers. And we did a good job with that. And we'll just have to work on having a plan for a 1-3-1 because I didn't have a plan for it. I've watched plenty of tape of theirs. And they hadn't done it. And it was a good adjustment for them. So I think they did a great job. We had a great first half, and we just didn't finish like we normally would.
When you mentioned, you know, teams trying to slow you down and packing it in on zone, is there some things that you can do to, I mean, every coach will say, okay, shoot over it, that'll shoot them out of the zone. But, I mean, sometimes you got to do other things as well.
When we see like a 2-3, a lot of the 2-3 zones are soft, so we've been able to pass it over to be okay. This one was just a 1-3-1. They didn't really trap out of it. They just stood in the middle, so we couldn't get middle penetration or anything, and they didn't move anywhere. So it was pretty much just three guys at the free throw line. So anytime you broke the first guy, you had three guys around you. We had some good shots, didn't hit any. We didn't really look baseline. That should have been something we tried to do more. But at the same time, we don't pass the ball extremely well. So a lot of our stuff's ran out of handoffs and curls, and then we can pass the ball now when there's a lot of space. And that's just going to be something we're going to have to learn to adjust because I know Iowa Valley plays a 1-3-1, and they're definitely going to play it better than Seymour did. So we're going to have to just get used to it, get a little bit more adjusted and acclimated to it, and I think that'll be okay. And like on Monday night, Cardinal didn't play a zone, but they made more shots than us, and they got us to stay in the half court. So if you can, you know, make a little more shots than us and not let us press you, that's the way to beat us. So we have to have a bad shooting night, and you have to get us in the half court. You get us in the half court, it's going to be very, very difficult. But also, too, Cardinal beat us up because they're physical. They play in a physical conference. They play Knoxville. They're physical, and we are struggling trying to find our physicality. And that's okay. I think I've talked to you over the last couple of years that we're just not physical. We're working on it. But, you know, that's something that takes time. It just takes a lot more reps, a lot more basketball, and I think we're getting there. But physicality is something we really need to work on.
As we're talking to Khalil Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on 92.1 KRLS last night, Tobin McDaniel came up and had scored the most points you had. You know, talk about him. We haven't really, he hasn't really been mentioned a lot this year.
That kid shot the living lights out of it last night. I think at one point he was 5-for-5 from three, and they never checked it. They just let him shoot it. I mean, he's been struggling with his confidence, and last night was just a heck of a bounce-back game for him. I tell him all the time, he's the most impactful player. He's usually guarding the big. He's usually getting boxes out so holding can come and steal rebounds. He usually keeps us calm and settles us down. That kid does so much that goes unseen. I tell him, and I tell him I love him, and I couldn't be more proud of him. But, you know, a night for him like last night, it's something he's needing. I don't think he's ever scored that much. And every time it got a little bit away from us, he hit a big three. I can't really say more than he had a really good game last night. You know, he's been struggling since the game with Colin Maxwell. I know he's been a little sick and just no confidence. And last night, I don't know what got into him, but man, he couldn't miss. I think he ended up like 5 for 9 or something. But at one point, he was like 5 for 5. So you can't tell him not to shoot it. And he had a great game. That's all I can really say. He does a great game. He's like our third point guard when we get in the press and people press us. He brings the ball up. We can run our offense. He's a great guard. I mean, a great big, really. He's not really a big. He's 5'11". But he's a great big. And he just shot it really well. He got to a sweet spot at the top of the key. They never bounced him off of it, which I couldn't understand that. But, yeah, I don't think anybody expected him to shoot it like that. And there's times in practice he shoots it like that. And maybe it's something good for the end of the season. I need a third guy with people starting to understand that Robert Gomez just bleeds out. So I don't think we're going to get as many of him just bleeding out and taking off. People are starting to send 1 or 2 guys back because he likes to bleed out. So if we could steal points somewhere, you know, Robert was at like 12, and I think he'd still be around 6 to 10. If I could steal another 6 to 10 points somewhere else, I would love it to be Tobin. It would be great for his confidence. It would be great for his senior year.
You brought up Holden Roberts. You told me he's not too far from 1,000 points. Had kind of an off night Friday night, but he's going to get it eventually. And for a kid that I've watched since freshman, you've only had him for a couple years. He has just put his heart and soul into everything he does, whether it's baseball, football, softball, or baseball, or track and field, whatever he does, he makes that team better.
He is a fantastic kid. I mean, honestly, and I told him after the game last night, I knew he was going to have a bad shooting night because, man, that was a lot of pressure. 23 points away, you've been scoring a bunch. Now you're thinking about it. And he had a good game. He still did the little things. He didn't shoot it as great as he normally would. He still had 11. I know when I sent you it was 9. Once we get the huddle assist back, we're pretty sure it was 11. I'm not worried about it. He's going to bounce back. We got like 8 games left, I think, something like that. He's going to get it. He's got to get like 14 points. Not hard for him. We got 2 winnable games coming up with Moulton and Melcher. I assume he's going to have 2 really big games. The kid does everything you can ask for. He makes his teammates better. The big thing about this year is we take losses a lot more serious, especially when we know that we can play better. So we're starting to take it a little bit more frustration. But the kid played great. They had 2-3 guys on him all night last night. And I don't know the last time outside when we were at Casey Centers, that kid goes like 3 for 15. He's a very 50%, 60% shooter. He's going to be right back on him on Monday. I think me and you've talked about it before. We've just played a lot of basketball in the last 2 weeks and have not a lot of practices. So I think some of that's going to start to come into play here. So it's going to be nice to get these 2 games out of the way and then get 3 full days of practice. And then I'm not sure if the Bluegrass Conference tournament starts Saturday or the following Monday, but it's going to be great to get a little bit of a break, which is practice, and to get some games in. And like I said, I'm not worried about that kid. I know him and his family really want that 1,000 points, and I want it for him. And the one thing that I do love about him, as you said, he makes us go, he makes us better. And since I've been here, he's increased his points per game by 5 each season. He started at 10 when I got him. Got to 15 last year, and right now he's like at 19 or 20. So the kid is just bought in, doing everything he can to make us better, and that's all you can ask. And he's made everybody collectively step their game up. And like I said, we're still fun to watch. You know, me and you talked about this, and I've said it over and over again. We may be 1,000 times better than last year, but there's still a good chance we end up with the same record because we are still learning how to win close games, and it's starting to show we're learning how to be in close games because our culture's not used to being competitive. And that's okay. Everything's a learning process. The learning sucks. It always does. Failing always sucks. But we just keep grinding away. And I think we're going to finish up with 8-9 wins. And that'll be the most we've had, I think, in like 10 years. So, hey, either way, it's been a really good season. I mean, 1 win next week gets us 7. That's more than they've had at least, I think, in 10 years. So either way, everything we do from here on out is gravy.
Well, you got a couple games coming up. I know Holden would love nothing better than to get his 1,000 points against his arch rival, but I think he'd rather get it out of the way against Moulton Udell. But just your thoughts, Monday, Tuesday, Moulton Udell, and then the big game, arch rival night, Tuesday night up over at Melcher Dallas.
Moulton, I'm hoping we come out and do the same thing we did last time we played him, keep Schwartz under control. I'd love for Holden to get it at home. That would be amazing in front of everybody. I think we're okay there. I'm not super worried about them. Melcher has been playing pretty solid against everybody, so that one could go either way. I'm hoping that we come out and do what we do because, you know, everybody hates losing to your arch rival and definitely don't want to lose to Melcher. But not to take anything away from them, they've been playing some solid basketball. They're close in most of their games, anywhere from 5 to 10. So we're going to have to separate early and keep it separated. But I'm thinking we just come out and play like we played them last year. The boys are always super fired up to play Melcher. So I don't think energy or finding a reason to win is going to be a problem on Tuesday. Monday, they come out to a super slow start just because it's Monday. That's kind of what we did after we came out to the hot start against Cardinal. We kind of fizzled. So I'm hoping we can stay consistent. And right now, I think that's what the thing is. Mainly, my assistant said it best is consistency. Can we stay consistent? And I think that's kind of where we're struggling. But I also think it's just a lot of basketball. So if we stay consistent, come out hot, stay hot, those two games are winnable. We need them. We're struggling a little bit. We're kind of spinning our wheels. So if we can get those, I'd like to stay by 500 and just keep doing that. I think we need like 10 wins to have a winning season. So it's kind of what we're chasing. Don't want to put that out there. But if we just keep doing what we're doing, like I've told you every weekend, energy, be good teammates, and be physical. And last night we failed in the energy and the physicality. And when we fail in one, we can usually pick it up in another. But our energy this week hasn't been great. That's the first thing the boys have said. Energy wasn't great on Monday. Energy wasn't great last night off the bench. And that's just kind of where we're at. And it's going to be a challenge. But you know what? I think they're up for it. I know I'm up for it. I know Coach Walker's up for it. The community's been so supportive. I know they're up for it. We just got to keep doing what we're doing, ride the storm, and I think everything's going to be all right.
All right. Best luck to you this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, sir.
That's Kelly Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.